Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
And I will say this, it's not about goals and moments and memories that are about what I saw. What I have learned along the way in the last three decades, that hockey is about people. And they are amongst the best people in the world. Personally speaking, in 2000, when my father died, I couldn't afford a trip to New York the next morning after he passed on a Sunday, but it was my broadcast partner, Tom Curvers, who showed up at the airport and handed me 50,000 flight miles and said, go home. 15 years later, when my mom died in Rochester, New York, I went back to collect all of her belongings, and I got a text. I was all alone in that house. You can imagine that feeling. You may have lived it. Teppo Newman texted me. He was a member of the Buffalo Sabres, and he said, I just got on the New York State Thruway. We're having breakfast in Rochester. I don't want you to be alone. That's what hockey is all about.
Todd Walsh joining us in the Sports Bar. Man, after hearing your send-off the other night, we're claiming you as ours. I know you're a Rochester native. You're ours, man. Well done, sir. How are you, Todd?
I'm good. You guys can give Rochester Red Wing updates, Amerik updates, and I can listen to Rochester commercials for the next 10 hours. Can I just hang out here and listen? Do you mind?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're one of us.
Yeah, Todd, before we talk about this emotional week for you, like, tell our audience again, like, the story of you just kind of packing up our town and leaving for Phoenix, and it's worked out great for you since.
Yeah. My older sister went to the University of Arizona. She was 12 years older than me, and I flew out there in 1974 all by myself to Tucson, and I just remember they put a sticker on my chest and said my name is Todd, and the flight attendants took me all the way out there, you know, and they treated me like a king, and then got off on the tarmac, and I looked up and I saw saguaro cactus and mountains, and I fell in love with it, and that was my dream forever. And my original dream, pipe dream, was to play baseball at the University of Arizona. I stayed for a year after graduating from Schrader and went to St. John Fisher. Her name was Patty, so there's that. And then I just ran away, and I literally packed up my 77 Volkswagen Scirocco and drove across country and rolled into Tucson. And don't ask me how. I wound up on Lute Olson's first ever basketball staff at a full scholarship and a Pac-10 championship ring. I don't even understand how it happened, but it did. And I knew I wanted to be a broadcaster, and my speech to everybody that wants to do something and they get into a college situation is get an internship and just think about proximity, get as close as you can. Cause I was with a basketball team, a Division I basketball team. And I hung out with the media and the radio guy, and that radio guy put me on his station. He had me do interviews when I was a senior on that team and interviewing my own teammates. And, the rest just kept falling into place. But I will always be a native of Rochester, New York, and Webster, New York. And if anyone on Empire Boulevard and Webster right now, and you got a chance to swing into Charlie's, grab me a Charlie burger. I guess it's a Friday, so the fish fries got to be hopping. Mm-hmm. Just please think of me when you do that. So that's my story. And I'll always be from where you guys are right now.
Love it. Todd, talk to us a little bit about how we got to where we are this week with the Coyotes. Mm-hmm. I know it's been a long up and down roller coaster ride that unfortunately now leads to a time period where it doesn't appear like there's going to be hockey in the desert for the next few years at least.
Yeah, I know. the shot heard around the world is the current ownership and Alex Morello and his family and his son that have really just flipped this thing upside down. And leaving Glendale Arena with no real NHL standard destination was the death knell. The first year at Mullet Arena in front of 4,000 people was unique. We created this sense of intimacy, and the few fans that got in there enjoyed it. The players dealt with it, but it didn't take long for that novelty to wear off. It didn't take long to start hearing the rumblings of the visiting teams rolling in. And then I started to hear the chirping from the Coyotes room. And that was my first indication, like, oh, this is not sustainable. But the fact that they lost the election in Tempe to try to get their arena there, I still think that wasn't about a vote against hockey. I think it was a vote against the trust in the man that said he was going to build that. But it predates him. You can't lay it all on him, and I won't. And he was kind enough, and his group was kind enough to rescue all of us broadcasters when our network, Valley Sports Arizona, went bankrupt 1 week before the season.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a year, by the way. But it just goes all the way back to unstable ownership and never really getting their own facility. When they first got here, they played in America West Arena for the Suns facility, 8,000 obstructive view seats. They couldn't put their own signage up. It was just a never-ending battle, a series of missteps. I know that the league is in love with this market. I believe they're coming back. I don't believe it will be with the current owner. I just don't see that happening. But the market is still, I believe, right for hockey in the right situation. There's an unbelievable hockey footprint here. It's 85 degrees and I'm sitting by a pool right now. But I could go 2 miles down the road to the ice in Scottsdale and the rinks and the sheets are full. And every sheet in town is full from 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. And high school hockey is huge. Junior hockey, even the Kachinas, the women that are playing. It is a vibrant hockey market, but you got to handle it right.
Yeah, Arizona State, they came up here, played RIT, and it's great to see how the sport is expanding. Here's one of my questions, Todd, and that's, well, we read about this land auction or something. There was another plan. Like, was this plan so flimsy the NHL didn't trust it? Like, why not at least give this one more year?
Well, it just goes back to Mullet Arena. I mean, even to do that, let's say they do it, and he's probably going to win the land auction because I don't see to win – to get into an auction, you have to have a plan. You have to present a plan for the land and drop down a big pile of money, a percentage of the worth of the land. And I don't see anyone out there that has a plan for the land but him. But the problem is, even if you say, all right, he's going to do it, you're going to add another year to Mullet Arena, and that just was not going to happen. The league was not going to let that happen. The union was not going to let that happen. And that to me was just the final tipping point, and that there's just some issues within the current structure of Coyotes and the way they're running things that clearly caught the league's attention. I don't know if anyone's going to say it out loud, but it did, and that's it. That's the end. It was shot. I mean, I was on the road with the team when the news broke. We were in Canada. We were on a 9-day road trip, and it was just one of the most difficult circumstances I've ever been as a broadcaster, to try and navigate those waters with that team that had been dealing with this. And if it weren't for the head coach, Andre Tourney, and his stability, I'm not sure how that trip would have wound up. Mm-hmm. He rallied the troops and turned it into a stronghold for them.
Talking to Todd Walsh, he is the voice of the Arizona Coyotes. And Todd, just to look ahead to the future and think of, maybe potential brighter days where hockey does return to the desert. Is it about the ownership? Is it about somebody coming in there, being able to work with the municipalities and building a new arena, a hockey-only arena for the Coyotes? We know that the NHL wants to expand, and I would think that coming back to Arizona would be a priority.
It is, and I think so. I just don't know how long it is. He's been given Morello a 5-year window with all kinds of stipulations. I just don't believe that that's going to eventually come to fruition. In my heart, I don't with him, but I believe it will return, maybe not in my professional lifetime. I remember when the North Stars left and how long it took for the Wild, and there are other examples of that in other sports
Jets.
As well. Clearly. So, and by the way, I learned, I was here, I know you guys are probably running up against time, but I was here when the Jets came here, obviously, And I remember guys that were covering the Jets from Winnipeg that had to cover the Coyotes for a year on the beat, and how angry and bitter they were and how hurt they were. And then there was a rumor that the Coyotes were going to go back to Winnipeg. And then the internet happened and Twitter happened, and I was under attack. I've blocked more people from Winnipeg than you can possibly count. But then going to Winnipeg, the Coyotes would get booed. Shane Doan was getting booed in every possession. And I understood their pain and their loss. And that is why we started our pregame show the other night for the last game with video of the last game in Winnipeg and the whiteout and the sadness and the just the hurt at the soulful level of those fans there and fans here are feeling that. I wanted everyone here to know that was watching, hey, just remember how it all started. Because I Salt Lake's getting an unbelievable team and these guys are going to be good. I just heard minutes ago that they're going to broadcast their games here in this market. I don't know how that'll play out. But people here, the hockey community, invested in that team emotionally. How long that lasts, I don't know. I do believe it'll be back. I just don't know when.
Yeah, there's a human aspect to this, too, is that people are losing their jobs, whether that's just the concession worker or somebody in PR or Todd, what is the future for you? I mean, are you following the team up to Utah here?
I was just going to say, or the pre- and post-game show host, I don't know. My contract ended after that game, and I took one day to deal with this, and I start my coverage of the Diamondbacks in 2 weeks. I've got time on that contract, but for the first time in my professional life since I graduated in 1986, I'm going to wake up on October 1st and I'm not going to have a job, at least at this point. But I'm going to try to go there. I want to be a part of it. I'm not going to lie. I want to be a part of this. I think I've told the story well, and I've been a steward of this franchise, and it's in my soul. And I would love to be standing there on opening night saying, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Utah, whatever it is, hockey. It would be a thrill.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Todd, I wanted to take a moment. We opened our conversation playing just a small clip of your thank you to everybody that was watching Coyote Hockey. I got to know, man. I mean, I know that writing that was probably difficult, but also probably poured out of your soul, because it was genuine. It came from the heart, and you expressed it. But I mean, how much time did you spend rehearsing that? How much thought went into that? Because it came off just so heartfelt and genuine and gracious. And man, you told a great story that I think anybody, whether you're a fan of hockey or not, can relate to.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you. And I am, I can't articulate what has happened in the last 48 hours just watching this thing, and all of a sudden, over 2 million views. I don't think 2 million people have watched me on the air in 36 years combined. So the fact that it resonated and touched people is astounding to me, but it tells me that real life matters. And I started to think about it on the way back from Calgary. I didn't do the normal process when I would do something like that, which is walk around the house and make sure no one's anywhere near me and just verbalize it over and over again. I just had a sense that it was so true, and the two things I wanted to touch on were real life events. And as a broadcaster in situations like that, I just think of, I always have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and I knew where I wanted to go. And if I fell down on my face or I lost it, so be it. But I wanted to make sure that it wasn't about me and selfies in front of cool places. It was about people, and that it did give me a professional and personal purpose. But I also, there's a thousand stories I could have told about so many players that have been human to me and to so many others. But I wanted the Teppo Numinen story to be told because I was at my mom's house in Parrington, just by off the Erie Canal. And he was with the Sabres, and he found out I was alone cleaning out her house, which is the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. And he said, I'm on the thruway. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm on the thruway. Where are you? And he called back a minute later and said, do you know Rick's Cafe on Main Street in Fairport? And I, how do you forget a moment like that? How do you forget a human reaction like that? Or my friend, the late Tom Kerbers, who used to tell me all the time, he was my broadcast partner, and he passed away, and I'll never get over it, but he used to say, you're a hockey guy. And I would never believe him. I would never let myself believe that. And when my dad died, he was in Rochester at the Baptist home down the street from Charlie's. And I couldn't, I woke up in the morning and he was gone. And back then I didn't have the financial means to just get on an airplane and go to New York. And there he was at the airport handing me his miles away, just piling miles and going, okay, we need a little more. I mean, that's hockey to me, because it's a sport of some of the greatest people that I've ever been around, and they have shaped my life. I wouldn't have had these relationships if I didn't say to my boss, okay, I'll do it.
Right. Yeah.
That's my story.
Yeah. Todd, watching that, you can't come away but thinking, okay, let's all be better here. And why is that though? Because you cover other sports. Hockey certainly has that, I'm going to give you the shirt off my back mentality.
I have a theory, because people have asked me that a lot. I've done all four majors in Division I, basketball and football and even baseball intimately. I've worked for nothing but rights holders, so I was always on the planes and in the hotels and on the buses. I've been as close to it as you can get. And this is no disrespect to the other sports, because people in the other sports have come up to me and said, hey, I hear hockey's the best. That's happened across the board. Mm-hmm. And my theory has always been that it takes a village to create a young hockey player. And the village consists of, first of all, a financial investment from the family. Extraordinary, right? And it's time, and it's driving back and forth, sitting at cold rinks, and getting on a team. And it's such an ultimate team sport. It demands accountability. You can't hide on a hockey rink. You can't go half speed because you will be exposed. So you always have to find your deepest thing that drives you. But what ends up happening is, I think everybody starts to have a reverence and respect for that little community wherever you are in, that hockey community. I mean, listen, when our charter plane lands and the bags come off the plane, the hockey players go out into the wind and cold. And I can't tell you how many times I've been on a tarmac in Edmonton at 3 a.m. and 8 inches of snow, dragging my bag to the bus with the players. Trust me when I tell you, that doesn't happen on a Major League Baseball charter, not even for a second, or an NFL charter or an NBA charter, and I've been on all of them. But it's the hockey players that grab their bags. It's the hockey players that carry their equipment bags out to the carts that go to the truck to go to the bus. So there's just a reverence and respect to the entire process, and I think that creates the kind of people that I've sort of described. That's my sense of it. And I watched it and marvel at it. That's kind of where I go with that story.
It looks like some of the wiring of some of those players has rubbed off on you through the years, Todd. You sound as good as you could sound, man. I mean, the send-off was remarkable. And if they're smart, they know what they're doing. We're going to be hearing you, I'm sure, again, come this fall. But if your travels do find your way back to Rochester, please don't be a stranger. We've claimed you. You're ours.
You're ours, bud.
You can have me. And if I can just say this one last time, this means the world. This is the last interview that I'm going to do. And I've been bombarded in the last 48 hours and I've enjoyed it. It's been cathartic, but you guys are the last one. And that is purposeful for me. And, anytime we play Buffalo, doesn't matter if it's back to back, I wake up, I get on the thruway, I come home, I go to Charlie's, I go to Shoots, and I get some fry cakes and some cider. I do the whole thing. I drive by my old house on Northrop Road. I do it all. I have been known, if you see some weird looking guy standing there at Lake Ontario in Webster Park wondering what happened to his life, that's me. So say hello. And please, do not shut down Don and Bob's during the wintertime. I still like custard in January, okay?
All right, so let's make a deal, okay? You are with your new team, or maybe with Utah. You're playing in Buffalo, and if you're going to go back, Shoots is a proud, you know, we will get you those donuts.
I'm in. And don't forget Jeremiah's wings, medium, blue cheese. By the way, the whole blue cheese thing out here is disgusting. They don't understand.
No.
I mean, if you don't say it, they give you ranch, and you walk away. No. I mean, I just don't understand. I don't understand.
No. It's
I know
you know, because you're from here. You're one of us, and man, if you're making your way around Western New York again, Todd, we'd love to get the opportunity to hang out in person. Don't be a stranger. Hang in there, buddy, and great job covering that team. A real unfortunate situation that you handled with nothing but class.
I appreciate that, guys. It means the world to me. And go Amherst. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Walsh.
Yeah, Todd Walsh, pre- and post-game for Arizona Coyotes hockey. And look, if you're Utah, you get that guy on your broadcast.
Of course.
You get that guy on your broadcast. Like, you don't even hesitate.
Well, his send-off, you're any team that's looking for a host.
For sure.
You're calling Todd Walsh. And if you haven't seen it, that has got to be the most difficult thing in sports. You are signing off for a franchise. That's it. Everybody's heart is broken. You're watching the seconds countdown, and as you're watching him do it, you see people just in the arena. They don't want to leave. The fans of the team, it's over. They don't want to leave. And how can you do this in 5 minutes? Plus, you have to go search this out. In fact, he said he's got 2 million views on it here in 48 hours.
Yeah, it's really well done. He nailed it. He nailed it. And look at that. Pride of Webster, New York. Todd Walsh making things happen out there in the desert, and hopefully soon continuing his journey with whatever the next adventure is. Maybe it's Utah. Maybe it is another team. But that guy's a pro. And really thank him for carving out some time out of his schedule to join us.
Yeah, and hopefully
get Evan on speed dial here. Let him know that we got to get some fried cakes to Arizona pronto.
We're going to like have the food tour. Like, hey, Todd, welcome home. Here's some Bill Gray's. Yum, 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 yum.
He's going to leave it with all kinds of medical issues. He's just going to feed him everything that Western New Yorkers eat. Just a steady diet of fried cakes and plates and frozen custard. Love that guy. Love me some Todd Walsh. That was a lot of fun. And looking forward to our next conversation with him. Happy hour is on the way next in the sports bar. Speaking of teams relocating.
Wow. Okay. Now I have things you don't have to worry about, but this story about the Buffalo Bills looking for investors. What is going on with this? This wasn't the Friday we expected here in the sports bar, but let's talk this through.
We have plenty of time for your phone calls. If you want to join us, that number is 585-866-4FAN 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.